This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Average energy bills in Colorado have risen an eye-popping amount this winter. CPR's Matt Bloom reports some drivers of higher bills include utility rate hikes and coal shortages.
The typical Colorado household's electric bill has gone up about 25% since last winter. Gas is even worse, up 75% for many consumers, according to new data from the state's Public Utilities Commission. Erin O'Neill is the commission's chief economist. She says one main driver is that it's just been a lot colder than last year, and that has increased demand nationwide.
So that, you know, year on year makes the bill look really, really high because, you know, of that unexpectedly early cold snap.
O'Neill says prices will likely stay high through the winter. The PUC urges consumers to look at home weatherization and state relief programs to help lower the cost. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's officially a new political party in Colorado. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports the No Labels Party has collected enough signatures to qualify as a minor party.
The designation means the new No Labels Party can now place nominees on Colorado's general election ballots without candidates having to individually petition each campaign cycle. The national group says it's attempting to qualify for the ballot in all 50 states ahead of the 2024 presidential season. A list of policy goals focuses on taxes, government regulation, and balanced budgets. And the group has been active in previous Colorado elections, including supporting former Republican Senator Cory Gardner in 2014. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Come find more stories on what's going on around Colorado at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's Here and Now.